This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. President Vladimir Putin says the Russian army is still ready to give safe passage to civilians trapped in a Mariupol steelworks where Ukrainian forces are making a last stand. He's speaking to Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett after a Ukrainian commander says Russia has violated a promised truce at the site, leaving civilians hiding from shelling in the basement of the sprawling plant. The Russian army has announced a three-day ceasefire at the site, but a commander of the regiment which is defending it says in a video on Telegram that heavy, bloody fighting continues. As for the militants remaining at the steelworks, the Kyiv authorities must give them an order to lay down their arms. That's what the Kremlin quotes Putin as saying. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the alliance could heighten its presence around Sweden and the Baltic Sea to protect the country from Russian interference during a potential membership application. In an historic turnaround sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Sweden and Finland, two militarily non-aligned countries, are considering applying for NATO membership. A decision is expected in each country in the coming days or weeks. An expansion of the Atlantic Alliance is likely to anger Moscow, which has warned of consequences if the Nordic neighbors apply. One of the most pressing questions is the two countries' security during an application process, which can take months, as each of the 30 NATO member states must ratify any membership bid. Only full members benefit from NATO's Article 5, its cornerstone principle that an attack on one member is an attack on all members. For more on these stories and others, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Local and regional elections were being held across the UK on Thursday that could prove historic in Northern Ireland and put further pressure on embattled Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The contest for the devolved assembly in Belfast could see a pro-Irish Nationalist Party win for the first time in the troubled history of the British province. The results expected from Friday could have huge constitutional implications for the four-nation UK's future, with predicted victor Sinn Féin committed to a vote on reunification with Ireland. Voters are electing councils in Scotland, Wales, and much of England, with Johnson facing a potentially pivotal midterm popularity contest. Poor results could reignite simmering discontent within his ruling Conservatives about his leadership after a string of recent scandals. Israel's Supreme Court has rejected a petition against the eviction of more than 1,000 Palestinian inhabitants of a rural part of the occupied West Bank in an area which Israel has designated for military exercises. After two decades of legal maneuvering, the Supreme Court issued its ruling late on Wednesday, paving the way for the demolition of eight small villages in an area near Hebron, known to Palestinians as Masafer Yatta and to Israelis as the South Hebron Hills. In its ruling, the court said it had found the Palestinian dwellers, whose inhabitants have kept a distinct nomadic way of life, had not been permanent residents of the area when the Israeli military first declared it a firing zone in the 1980s. Masafer Yatta residents and Israeli rights groups say that many of the Palestinian families have been permanently residing in the area since before Israel captured the West Bank in 1967, and that their eviction would constitute a breach of international law. The court said the door was still open for the villagers to agree with the military on using parts of the land for agriculture purposes and urged the sides to seek a compromise. Hong Kong on Thursday reopened beaches and pools in a relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions. Hong Kong had closed the venues amid an outbreak of the highly transmissible Omicron variant, but has been easing restrictions as new case numbers fall. Deaths from COVID-19 have fallen from a high of almost 300 per day in March to zero in recent days. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.